True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
See who got his first NFL win and his NFL start.
Who's that?
Shedeur Sanders.
Oh, yeah. Your guy.
Well, it's not necessarily my guy. It's just I couldn't believe how much the media had soured on him and just eviscerated him a week ago for, you know, not playing all that well after having 64 seconds of practice time. And gets thrust into a game and isn't terribly effective. And then it gets a full week of practice with the ones and helps to lead his team to a victory. Now, the defense did have 10 sacks in the game. That was important. But they did score as an offense. They were able to move the ball down the field, and good for Shedeur. I don't know how good he's going to be moving forward, but I think it's interesting. And Stefanski, I don't know about Stefanski as a coach, man. Sometimes you just wonder if he's the right guy or not, and they've had like six quarterbacks there, and they're still not sure who the guy is. The guy leads you to victory, and he's not going to commit to him, I guess, just yet to be the quarterback for the next game. We'll see how that works out, but NFL's funny.
Hey, just a update here coming out of Ann Arbor regarding some injured players.
Okay.
Big game coming up on Saturday. Sherrone Moore says Rod Moore is out for Saturday. Ooh. The senior safety has missed a bunch of time this year, recovering from a knee injury that cost him last year. He is most likely out for the season. I do believe he is still eligible for a redshirt if he wanted to play another year of college football, but he will not play. He, of course, had the game-clinching interception the last time that the Michigan Wolverines hosted the Ohio State Buckeyes. Max Bredesen, they're still waiting word on.
What's wrong with him?
He had his foot in a boot at some point in the game on Saturday in Maryland. Samaj Morgan will be fine. Ernest Hausman is day to day. There was no update that I've seen reported anywhere, and this according to the guys over at the Wolverine. I haven't seen anything on Jordan Marshall. Obviously, they like Bryson Cuzdahl, but Marshall's, you know, one of their two studs. They've already lost one. And, of course, we're waiting for big updates out of Columbus with Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate, their two starting receivers, sitting out last weekend against Rutgers. They also lost, who's the linebacker that's so good? Stiles. Nope. He left with a injury that wasn't really clear on how serious it was. Sonny Stiles.
That'd be a big loss.
I called his name a ton last year against Michigan.
Now, Ohio State's defense has been pretty stalwart this year.
Yes.
And he's absolutely one of the leaders of that defense.
Ohio State allows like 7.6 points per game.
They've been good.
Which is peak dominant Georgia defense type numbers.
And they scored, 44 or something like that without having those two wide receivers.
They haven't played a game closer than 18 points since the opener against Texas. They've basically had comfortable wins. Michigan, on the other hand,
and they got a 12-year-old at quarterback. I can't believe how young he looks.
Julian Sand.
He looks so young, and he's been so good for them this year.
He's a San Diego kid. Oh, and did you see the forecast?
I did not.
Could be like temperatures in the 20s with a wintry mix. Could be. We're still a few days out.
I remember a game like that recently in Ann Arbor against Ohio State where you had temperatures in the 20s. Mm-hmm. And it was a wintry mix, perhaps snowfall.
I'll try and get a more accurate forecast here, but it's not... It's at the very least
stay whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the thing. I'll be watching this as much as anything, but I would imagine, and we're several days out. It says high of 31. It'll get down to 25. Winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow 50%. Snow accumulations less than an inch. So there you go. That's how it stands right now. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Arthur in Grand Blanc. Hi, Arthur.
How you doing, man? Love your show.
Thank you.
Are we a victim of our own success? I mean, we can't lose a game without have a close game. We didn't even lose the game. We won the game. And now everybody acts like we lost because we didn't blow the Giants out. You have to realize these are professional athletes we're playing against. You know, everybody on that team was an All-American or the best player on the team that they played on at some point. So where you might look at them as number five on the depth chart, they don't look at themselves that way. What's that old saying, guys? So a man thinks, so is he.
Ooh. I've not heard that saying, but
I'll tell you what, Arthur, I take full responsibility. I thought this was going to be a blowout. It was not. It was a tight game and a gritty win for the Lions. I'm happy they won. I think there's absolutely things to, as the coaching staff will say, as the players say, clean up. And they're going to have to play better football than that the rest of the way. But... I'm not upset. I'm not upset they lost or that they won. I mean, why would you apologize for a win in the NFL?
Exactly. And that's the whole thing in a nutshell. I mean, look, the Dallas came back to beat Philly. On any given Sunday, fellas, it can happen to us. We're not above the law. We can have a close game from anybody.
Well,
look,
I mean,
we lost to the Vikings.
It's happened. I keep saying I use this term, but it's happened in the Lions peer group. Chicago won almost the exact same way against the Giants. Green Bay fended off a late drive to beat the Giants. Philly lost to the Giants. So if whatever applies to the Lions as a result of that game, it applies to those teams as well, which are in the mix to win the NFC. I keep using the term, but it's not disqualifying. Kang, you always talk about how close games are in the NFL. There were two teams yesterday that were 13.5-point favorites. The Lions, who won by 7, and the Seahawks, who won by 6. This is the NFL.
No, I mean, you never, never apologize for wins, okay? But sometimes you don't celebrate them as much as you do others, is maybe what I would say. Yep. So, yeah, you take the win, you try to move on. But I think if you're panicked at all, I think you should be panicked about the hole that you've seen so far. Don't just panic about the Giants game. That Giants games can happen to anybody. You just listed off all the teams that they've come close to beating. That can happen to literally any team. I would be more concerned of, like, do we have a long-term issue here from what I've seen as a whole for this team?
Can I ask you a question? What I just brought up, how many people do you think are calling mad today because they bet on the Lions to cover 13.5?
Oh, everyone thought they were going to smoke this team, right?
I mean, I think
maybe it was 10.5. I saw it.
Right before the time, kick. Yeah. And I think that was when it was, 13.5. Well, if you felt chesty, and I felt chesty about the Lions, but even I was like,
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's a little too chesty.
Jameis Winston has the ceiling of Patrick Mahomes and the floor of Mike McMahon. I'm serious. He is the ultimate wild card backup quarterback.
Yeah,
we've all seen him throw for 500 yards and five TDs, and we've also seen him do some weird stuff out there, eating W. Like, you know, like
end up throwing three or four interceptions in a game.
Yeah, my advice to gamblers out there: stay away from Jameis Winston games completely.
So the Birchie kid tweeted this out. This is really interesting. It says teams that eked past the 2-10 Giants, like the 7-4 Lions, the 9-2 Broncos, the 8-3 Bears, the 7-3-1 Packers. Teams that lost to the Giants, the 8-3 Eagles, the 7-4 Chargers. The Giants are, I mean, they're an eyelash away from being at least a 500 team. They're a tough team. It's a tough out each and every week. They're going through it. And I imagine they're going to be a better team because of this moving forward. In the end, the record's going to be a losing record on the season, guaranteed. And they'll end up with a high draft pick. But what they will have is a healthy Jackson Dart at some point, a defensive line that's pretty good, an offensive line that provided really good protection against the Lions, and an offense that had over 500 yards in offense.
Well, I just crossed my mind as I brought that up. I wonder how many people were motivated to be frustrated because I didn't cover.
I think there were definitely some people.
Yeah,
for sure.
I don't like betting local games. They're, you know, just doesn't. I think it starts to warp the perspective. Where you start thinking about that stuff, covering point spreads more than winning the actual game.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know any of these callers personally, but I just wonder how many of them actually have money.
By the time this is according to ESPN. Their bet sports book. By the time the game started, the spread was 14.5.
Wow.
The total was at 50.5. Mm-hmm. There were 51 points scored. Or sorry, is that 61? My bad. 61 points scored.
There's over 1,000 yards in offense.
You got the over in that one.
I wish we could hear from Kelvin Shepard this week. I'm not sure that the coordinators hold their news conference. Like, we're not going to have golf tomorrow because it's a short week. But I bet he would be salty.
He should be salty.
Yep.
He should be salty. The player should be salty. I'm expecting the players to be very aggressive on Thursday to start this game. Whether that results in a great start and a winning effort, I don't know. Well, that remains to be seen. But I think this team is the defensive side in particular is pissed.
Yep. Nayrock on Twitch says, over the last three seasons, the Lions have been perfect in covering the number after a loss. People lost their mortgage and homes yesterday. There was at 13 losses and followed by 13 straight covers. I bet that person's right that there's a lot of people that went big on the Lions yesterday because of that trend. And the frustration might be reflected a little bit in that. Who knows?
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.